श्रीमद् भगवद गीता चैप्टर 18 मोक्ष सन्यास योग. सो इन दि 19th श्लोक दैट वी सॉ अर्लियर कृष्णा ही प्रॉमिस्ड टू टॉक अबाउट थ्री टॉपिक्स ज्ञानम कर्म च कर्ता च त्रिदैव गुण भेदतः ज्ञानम कर्म एंड कर्ता दे कैन ईच बी डिवाइडेड इनटू थ्री टाइप्स बेस्ड ऑन देयर गुणास. So Krishna divided jnanam into three types in shlokas 20, 21 and 22. Then he divided karma into three types in shlokas 23, 24 and 25, which we saw in the last class. Now what is left out is karta, the doer. So in shlokas 26, 27 and 28, Krishna will talk about three types of kartas, doers. So if you remember the 19th shloka, we can remember the topics. ज्ञानम कर्म च कर्ता च. सो ज्ञानम कर्म एंड कर्ता. सो कर्ता इज गोइंग टू बी द टॉपिक फ्रॉम नाउ ऑन इन द नेक्स्ट थ्री श्लोकास एंड द फर्स्ट श्लोक नेमली द 26th श्लोक दैट इज गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट ए सात्विक कर्ता. श्लोक 26 लेट अस रीड. मुक्त संगोनहं वादी दृद्युत्साह समन्वितः सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्यो निर्विकारः कर्ता सात्विक उच्यते. इन फैक्ट एक्चुअली कृष्ण नीड नॉट हैव टॉक्ड अबाउट थ्री कर्तास एट ऑल. व्हाई? बिकॉज इफ थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ कर्मास आर टॉक्ड अबाउट वी कैन ईजिली टॉक अबाउट थ्री कर्तास. इफ यू नो फॉर एग्जाम्पल ए सात्विक कर्म वी कैन ईजिली डिफाइन हू इज अ सात्विक कर्ता. व्हाट इज दैट? The one who does sattvika karma is a sattvika karta alone. So selfless action is sattvika karma, and the one who does selfless action is a sattvika karta. Or to put it in another way, karma yoga is sattvika karma, and a karma yogi is a sattvika karta. Similarly, selfish action, that is rajasa karma. And who does, the person who does selfish action, he is a rajasakarta, a selfish agent, a selfish doer. He is called a rajasakarta. So we can easily derive it, but still Krishna does it out of compassion to make it even more clear to us. So there will not be a difference between sattvika karma and sattvika karta at all. Both are same only. One is a doer, another is an action. So sattvika karma was defined in the 23rd shloka, and here sattvika karta, mostly same, that is defined. So here it is a person, there it is an action, that's all. So mukta sangaha means one who is free from sangha or attachment. A person who is free from all attachment, and freedom from attachment means what? He should not develop raga at attachment towards pleasant duties and dvesha towards unpleasant duties. All duties are welcome. They are all just duties. No complaints, no grudges. If you remember actually the 10th shloka, nadveshti akushalam karma kushalena anushajyate. We saw it earlier. This is a very, very important practical teaching that Krishna gives here. Not only he should be free from ragadvesha towards duty, he should also free from phala iccha, the desire for the phala iccha. So karyam itteva kriyate. Such a person is called mukta sangaha. He just does it as a sense of duty. So that's what he just does it. It's a sense of duty I am doing. So karyam ityeva kriyate, such a person is called mukta sangaha. Naturally, such a person is, you know, he's mostly involved in all the nitya naimittika karmas. So kamya karmas are practically not there for him at all, and nishiddha karmas are never done anyway. So kamya nishiddha karma varjanam and nitya naimittika karma karanam. So he is mukta sangaha, all with respect to karma and phala. And why we emphasize this again? Sometimes in the description of a jnani, we use the term mukta sangaha also. There, the idea is totally different. He is free from all attachment, including the body, kartrutvam, relatives. He is free from all of them. That is the height of mukta sangaha. సో సర్వ సంఘ పరిత్యాగి ఇస్ అ జ్ఞానం. దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెట్ హియర్. దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈస్ వెరీ మచ్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ పీపుల్ అండ్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ద హీ స్టిల్ హ్యావ్ అజ్ఞానం. You know, because he has dehabhimana buddhi, dehatma buddhi, he has kartrutva buddhi, the doership he has. Because kartrutva buddhi, dehabhimanam, family abhimanam, they will all go only through knowledge only they will go away. So here, mukta sangaha is only with respect to karma. So yogastha kuru karmani, sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. Siddha Siddhyor Samo Bhutva. So we already saw those shlokas. So it is specifically karma that is talked about here, not jnana. Then Anaham Vadi, the one who does not have arrogance, egoism, too much of ahankara, he doesn't have. I have talked about actually two types of ahankara earlier. One is called the philosophical ahankara, Dehatma Buddhi. That ahankara is very much there for a karma yogi also. And the second ahankara, which we commonly talk about, is manitvam, pride, superiority complex, all of them. Because of which, whenever a person succeeds, he claims the glory to be himself. That is called ahankaraha or ahamvadaha. So here, karma yogi is anahamvadi, ahamvadaha, anahamvadaha. He does not have arrogance or pride. And even if he has done great duties, and sacrificed so much, he never takes the credit to himself. He takes it as the glory of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, the vibhuti of the Lord. So, buddhir buddhimatam asmi, Bhagavan alone has helped me to achieve all these great things. That's what he thinks. So, that is, to put in positive terms, he is humbled. A person who is anahamvadi is with lot of humility. Then dhriti utsaham samanvitaha. So because, you know, we often will feel if we are doing, you know, for example, a nishkama karma, and if you are not expecting any phalam, can we act efficiently? This doubt always comes because I'm not expecting any return. Can I, what is the motivation for me to do anything? Because all the time the enthusiasm is because of what? The phalam, what I'm going to get. The very motive or force behind our enthusiastic action is the benefit only at the end. So in karma yoga, we will have doubts. We are not supposed to look for the results at all. Kama should not be there. And if there is no kama, there cannot be any motive at all. That's what we believe. This is a doubt of almost every person. So Krishna says, a karma yogi is also he should be efficient as a karmi, he should also be as efficient. Dhriti utsaha samanvitaha, he also loves to do it. It is not just half-heartedly he does, just to finish the duty. Krishna says, a karma yogi is full of dhriti, willpower, and utsaha, enthusiasm. How is it possible? It is possible because of several reasons. Reasons, number one reason is, first of all, he is very clear that karyam, it is my job to do, it is my duty to do. In that, he has total conviction. He has understood the importance of duty, how it is important to for the family harmony, social harmony, world harmony. He is a mature person. He knows the nature of the world also. The world, you know, it may only criticize me. Many of them will not have even gratitude for what he does. He knows all of them. So he knows the value of duty. So that is number one. And number two, he knows that duty contributes to spiritual progress. It is not the material things that he wants. If the material gain is in view, then duty will have no value at all. We can easily find out whether one is materialistic or spiritualistic according to his value for duty. And the third reason is, he also considers duty as an offering to Lord. And therefore, he can never do it half-heartedly at all because he is offering to the Lord. What is the Aishwarya, Ishwaraya Arpitam, whatever he does, Ishwaraya Arpitam. So, cannot be half-hearted at all. It cannot be rotten one. It should be the best that I can give because I am giving to whom? To the Lord. And therefore, enthusiasm is possible. And the word dhriti, the that also indicates the continuity of this duty without any boredom. Because as was said before, any duty may tend to be boring after some time. If you keep on doing day in and day out the same thing after some time, it may be boring. If not always, at least once in a while, some depression may come. How to do the same thing forever? So it is dhriti. So this is natural, because for a karma yogi, he is one who has no feeling like that at all. He is a karma yogi, or the least feeling he will have. So dhriti, till his last breath, he struggles and does whatever he has to do. So dhriti indicates absence of boredom also when he does his duty. And utsaha indicates positive interest and love, bubbling with joy, enthusiasm. And after doing all these things, sometimes it may misfire also. It may not give the result. And towards such result, siddha siddhyoho nirvikaraha. Nirvikaraha means reactionless. That is shamaha. So in the second chapter, we already saw that siddha siddhyoho samobhutva. So that is samaha. Here it is the explanation for that term samaha. This is nirvikaraha, without any reaction, without depression and any of those things. So I am telling so many times, but still my son is not listening. People may get depression out of that. Similarly with daughter, with husband, with wife. These are all possible, because people can go through all these things. We can do our duty, whether it is received, accepted, respected, honored, executed. Doesn't matter. But we should keep on doing our duty. All these are not in my hand at all. It is for them to accept or reciprocate or not. Whether they do it or not, nirvikaraha. If they are all obedient children, I am not too much elated also. And if they are all disobedient, I am not too much depressed also. If they are obedient, it is good for them. If not, it is their prarabdha. Whereas this karma yogi goes on with life, with a general prayer, including for the children also. So siddha siddhyoho nirvikaraha karta sattvika uchyate. Such a person, he is called a sattvika karta. He is a nishkama karmi. He is a karma yogi. He is a sattvika sannyasi. All these are same synonyms. Now comes the rajasik karta. In the next shloka, shloka 27, we will read. Ragi karma pala prepsuho lubdho himsatma koshuchihim harsha sokanvita karta rajasa parikirtitaha. Who is a rajasa karta now? As was said earlier, we can easily derive that also. One who does a rajasa karma is a rajasa karta. So one who is mostly a selfish person. And the one who is just opposite of sattvika karta. Here Krishna says, ragi. Ragi means it's very clear. His fundamental problem is raga, one of attachment. There we said mukta sangaha. Here it is the opposite. He is sangi, he is ragi. Because the sign of Rajoguna is kama and raga, attachment, desire. And so the activities are more and more kamya karmas with very less of nishkama karmas. That's what he does most of the time. Everything is charged. He does not give anything free to the world at all. If karma yogi can be compared to a kshatriya type of person, the rajasa karta can be compared to a vaisya type of person. Everything he converts into gain or loss. Even for duties, he will expect something, some reward. He will convert duties also into sakama karma or kamya karma. So Krishna says, karma phala prepsuhu, the one who desires karma phalam. Then lubdaha, one who has gained the karma phalam, he strongly holds on to it. He never wants to share with anybody else. He is greedy, he is miserly, lobaha. He does not remember that, you know, when you die, in Tamil there is a say, kadarunda usiyum varadu kaanum kadai valike. At the end, even a needle without its ears, you know, it's useless. Even that will not come with you. Nothing will come with him when he dies. So, dharmam eva gacchantam anugacchati. So, after maranam, nothing comes except dharma alone. Only the noble deeds follow me. He does not remember. So he is lubdaha. And himsatmakaha. In the process, he harms many people. to achieve what he wants to get. Because when selfishness increases, corruption also increases, cheating, deception, the lies, they all go up, all immoral methods. Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma. We have seen all of them. Papam. Papam is what? Himsa to others. Himsatmakaha. Here, Atma means of the nature of, not the Sachidananda Atma, of the nature of, who can do Himsa to others. Himsatmakaha means Himsa Swabhavaha. So, of the nature of Himsa. Then, Ashuchihi, impure person, especially in thought, he is always impure. I look upon every member of a society, of the society, as a competitor. I don't think that person as a fellow being. I think he is a competitor to me. Because he has to gain success equally, my opportunity becomes less and less. So I compete. So I cannot accept another person. Jealousy, dvesha, bhayam, anger, all those things will be there. So what all things go on among business competitors, all will come because of this particular disease called Ashuchihi. Here we have to remember actually the 16th chapter. Idam adhyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idam asti idam apime bhavishyati punardhanam. So this has been gained by me today. So this desire of mine I shall fulfill. So this is mine, and this wealth also shall be mine in future. So that is the attitude all the time. Asau maya hata shatruhu hanishye cha paranapi ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. So I have killed this enemy, and the others also I will kill. I am the Lord, I enjoy. So I am perfect, powerful, I am happy. So that is the attitude he has. So he is, so harsha shokanvitaha. Harsha means elation. Shoka means sorrow or depression. So they will constantly come because karma palam is not in his hand. Sometimes he will succeed, sometimes he will not succeed. So in the previous shloka it was said, siddha siddhayohum nirvikaraha. Siddhi means success. So asiddhi means failure. So siddha siddhayohum nirvikaraha means sattvika karta. Siddha siddhayoho savikaraha is a rajasakarta, highly reactive person he will be. And what is the reaction? Siddhau harshaha, asiddhau shokaha. When success comes, he is friendly to all people, in the family, with everybody and all. When some loss comes, he turns violent towards the same family and others also. Even to his close people, he turns violent. And harsha shoka anvidha, endured with such a person. Then we may ask, harsham is good only. Shokam may be bad, but harsham is good. But in Vedanta, we say, harsha or elation also is bad. Because whatever clouds the intellect, it is bad. When you are elated, your intellect is clouded. In extreme elation, the thinking stops. In depression also, thinking stops. So in case of some other people, even the heart stops, either by elation or depression. So, in sthula shariram, kridaya sthambanam, heart attack can happen. And in sukshma shariram, buddhi sthambanam, the mind may get blunted. So, in both extremes, buddhi and heart do not function. So, neither of them are good for physical or mental health. So, both should not be there at all. Such a person is rajasaha karta parikirtitaha. Such a person is known as a rajasakarta. So all these hypertension, heart attacks, they all come because of rajasakarta. Business executives, people of high responsibility, power, position, all these things, they are common. So now the doctors are what they tell, that you should have a karma yogi attitude. Not only for moksha, even to avoid heart attack, tension, worry. So karma yoga attitude. Otherwise, he will be harsha shokan vitaha, always in tension. Shloka 28. Ayuktha prakritas tabdaha shatonaishkriti kolasaha vishadi dirghasutri cha kartha tamasa uchyate. Now come the tamasic karta. Ayuktaha, one who is not integrated. Ayuktaha, that means one who starts words and actions, they are not in harmony at all. Such a person, they are not in harmony. Who's, you know, the karmendriyas, jnanendriyas, and the antakarana, they are all not in coordination at all. Just pulling on in life is an indisciplined person. Whereas a Sattvika Karta and a Rajasic Karta, they are all disciplined. The only difference is what? Sattvika Karta is selflessly disciplined and the Rajasic Karta is selfishly disciplined and yearns, you know, so much of nice things, good joy things, wealth and all that. But Tamasic person, there is no discipline to him at all. Then Prakritaha, he is always under the control of Prakriti, indicating Ragadvesha. Prakriti actually here refers to his Swabhava, his nature of a person, which is the, you know, instinctive Ragadvesha, which we have gained from the previous Janma, Prarabdha Karma. Purva Janmani Krita Dharma Adharma Samskaraha Vartamana Janmani Abhivyaktaha. That's what happens, whatever we did in the previous Janmas. And such a mind will tell lot of things. You enjoy, you do this, you do that. Everyone has temptation. It is not that a cultured person is free from temptation. Mind has got raga and dvesha and vasanas. And so the mind will feel like doing many things. Then what is the difference between prakritaha and samskritaha? A prakrita person will never try to control them. He will allow his mind and body to do whatever they want to do. All his actions are instinctive actions. Let go alone philosophy. And he will try to justify whatever he does also. That one should not suppose, one should not suppress. He will say all those things. Why you want to suppress your feelings? Just express them. If you suppress, it will be very bad. A justification for the weakness he will give. Whereas a Samskrita person never goes by Ragadvesha. Actually, if you remember the third chapter, Indriyasya, Indriyasya Arte, Ragadveshav, Vyavasthitav. Every Indriyas has got Ragadvesha. Tayorna Vashamaga Chete, Tauhyasya Paripantinav. Never go by the likes and dislikes. Always go by what is right by the Shastras and what is wrong. That is called Shastra Samskara, which must overpower and which should govern the Ragadveshas. So such a person is called a Samskrita Purushaha. He is a refined person. He is a cultured person. He is a mature person. Whereas a Tamasic Karta is a Prakrita Purushaha. He is unrefined, uncultured person. And Stabdaha, arrogant, literally means stiff. That's what Stabdaha means. So Shankaracharya, you know, he says stiff means unbending. Does not prostrate to anyone. He does not know what is namaskaram at all. Unyielding person. Then Shataha. Shataha means deceptive. Having a double personality. Outside he will show one thing. Inside he will have another personality. And Naishkritikaha. Harmful person. Malicious person. Shankaracharya, he says, Pravritti Chetakaha. Spoiling others' livelihood also. Vritti means profession, vocation. By telling wrong information at all, you know, and all those things, he will not let another person also to survive. And Alasaha is a lazy person. Tamasic person is a dull person. Generally, he does not act at all. If at all he acts, it will be harmful to others. Better he doesn't act. He's selfish act also. Here we have to remember the Tamasic karma seen in the last class. Anubandham, Kshayam, Himsam, so Anavekshacha Paurusham, we saw in the last class. So he will not see the consequences of his action and does thoughtlessly when he does anything. Otherwise, he does not do anything at all, or if he does like this. So good action rarely comes from him. Then Vishadhi, one who is always depressed or one who is always diffident, such a person, will keep on saying, what is the use of doing this and that? He will not do. Sarvadam avasana. So the person is, his subhava is like that, nature. He will never try to do anything at all. Shankaracharya, he says, he looks always tired. Always, by looking at him, you get tired. Since morning till night, he is like that. A morose face and all that. Throughout, you know, avasana, subhavaha. So a diffident person, very weak, cynical and negative, always. Literally, Vishada means sorrowful. But Shankaracharya does not take that meaning. He takes that avasanaha. So swabhavasana means drooping. Drooping, so loose-minded person. Then Dirga Sutri, one who postpones everything. Any action given, he will be very, very intelligent to postpone that. He will give any number of reasons to postpone it. So he will find some reason or the other. literally always giving a long rope. But here it is a procrastinator. Dirgha Sutri means a long rope. It's a procrastinator. Karta tamasaha uchyate. Such a person is called a tamasik karta. Just opposite to satvik karta and rajasik karta. So the vishada of tamasik is opposite to dhriti utsaha. So there utsaha, here it is direct opposite vishada. Always one should bubble with enthusiasm. That is why in Chinmaya Vidyalaya, Swamiji has given only one motto. Keep on smiling. Instead of giving all these ayuktaha, etc. So a simplest teaching to a karma yogi is keep smiling at least always. Keep on smiling. Okay. That does not come for many people at all to smile. My God, it's a big effort. With that, the Tamasikarta topic is also over. Shloka 29. बुद्धेर्भेदं धनश्चैव गुणतस्त्रिविधं शृणु प्रोच्यमानमशेषेण पृथक्त्वेन धनञ्जय. सो इन दि 19th श्लोक कृष्ण प्रामिस्ड एक्चुअली थ्री टॉपिक्स. ही कंक्लूडेड ऑल द थ्री फ्रॉम 20 टू 28, नाइन श्लोकास, थ्री पर टॉपिक. द थ्री टॉपिक्स वर ज्ञानम कर्ता एंड कर्म. ज्ञानम कर्म च कर्ता च Tridhaiva Gunabedataha. That was the 19th sloka. Here Krishna introduces two more topics for further division. We said totally seven topics will be discussed. Of course, we began with the sannyasa topic. If we include that also, there will be then eight topics. So now we have seen four topics so far. Three types of sannyasa, three types of jnanam, three types of karma, and three types of karta. So now the next two are introduced here. And what are those? Buddhihi and dhritihi. Buddhihi means intellect. Previously, jnanam we say. So, which is buddhi? Buddhi vritti. So, the vritti jnanam. But here we will see the very buddhi itself, vrittimati buddhihi. And dhritihi with the willpower or the fortitude. Literally, dhir means to hold on, to continue. Dharanam means holding. So, dhritihi, a faculty of the intellect, because of which one holds on to some sadhana or the other till the goal is achieved. Here, holding on is not with respect to a thing, but with respect to a discipline, with respect to a value. Once I decide I will follow, that is called dhridavratattva. That is what he has. So, till I reach the goal, I will not come away. Whatever may be the obstacle, suffering, sacrifice I have to do, I will make sure I achieve that goal. This perseverance is called dhriti. And Krishna here says, Shrunu, O Arjuna, listen to that. Trividam Vedam, the three types of Vedam. In this, please listen to them. Buddhehe, Buddhehe means intellect, and dhritehe of fortitude or willpower. And gunataha, based on the three gunas. So, prataktvenam, prochyamanam. So, it is distinctly taught by me, prataktvena, distinctly. And aseshena, completely, without any reminding, without leaving any ideas. So Arjuna, I am going to talk about three types of buddhi and three types of dhriti distinctly and completely, which may you listen. So from this we know what will be the topic for the next six shlokas. First three will be the three types of buddhi, and the next three is going to be three types of dhriti. Shloka 13. Pravrittincha nivrittincha कार्याकार्ये भयाभये बन्धं मोक्षं च या वेत्ति बुद्धिस्सा पार्थ सात्विकी. सो हैविंग इंट्रोड्यूस्ड द टॉपिक इन द प्रीवियस श्लोक कृष्ण एन्यूमरेट्स द फर्स्ट टॉपिक इन श्लोकास 30 to 32, थ्री श्लोकास. एंड इन दिस श्लोक द सात्विक बुद्धि इज बीइंग डिफाइंड. प्रीवियसली ज्ञानम अलोन only a particular faculty of buddhi was defined, but here buddhi as a whole is in general, that is given. What is the main idea given here now? A discriminative buddhi is a sattvic buddhi. So that is all the essence, because sattva, that stands for clear thinking, judgment, discrimination. And so a sattvic buddhi is able to sort out things properly. And of course, discrimination in the worldly field, we should be clear, it is in the worldly field. But here we are talking about the discrimination in the spiritual field. That's what this buddhi means. So, adhyatma vishaye, discriminative, discrimination between what and what, we have to know. Krishna enumerates that here. Pravrittincha nivrittincha. Pravritti. Pravritti means going after things. And nivritti means going away from things, withdrawal from things. Shankaracharya says, pravritti is going after karma and nivritti is withdrawal from karma. And what is the difference between them? Going after karma and going after things will give finite results like dharma, artha, kama, all those it can give. So we can say it is preyo margaha. If you remember the Kathopanishad, it is preyo margaha, prayas. Whereas in nivritti, one does not go after finite things at all. In Kathopanishad, those who attend the lecture, paranchi kani vitranatva yambuhu tasmat parang pashyatinantaratman kaschid dhiraha pratyagatmana maikshate avritta chakshuhu nivrittihi amritatvam icchan. So in the second section, so one is going after the finite or the material goals, another is going towards the infinite, the spiritual goal. Duramete viparete vishuchi avidyaya cha vidyeti jnata. For more details, actually we have to refer to the Kathopanishad chapter 1 section 2. So it's a very brilliant analysis there. So there pravritti and nivritti marga, preyo marga and shreyo marga, were talked about material pursuit and spiritual pursuit. And most of the people are interested in what? In the material pursuit only, right? The material part of acquiring things. But here the sattvic intellect knows na karmana na prajayadhane na tyage naike amrutatva manashuhu. He knows, because he knows the value. He knows the value of that. Then karya akarya. Karya means whatever has to be done. Whether shastra vihitam and shastra nishiddam. Whatever is allowed by the shastras and whatever is not allowed by the shastras, he knows. Dharma and adharma, he knows. And bhaya abhaye. Bhayam refers to the source of fear. Here, bhaya hetuhu. Bhaya here does not refer to directly fear, but bhaya hetuhu, the source of fear. And abhayam means abhaya hetuhu. We can even say, what is the source of security and what is the source of insecurity? He knows. An ignorant person considers all anatma to be source of security. And therefore, he holds on to anatma. In fact, the whole life is building up security at all for him. That means investing in anatma, that's what he does. Whereas they themselves are insecure. When the body anatma is insecure, if we depend on things which are equally insecure, how foolish we will be. Therefore, the only source of security is atma. It's ever secure. So, bhaya bhaye. What is the source of bhayam and what is the source of abhayam? Then, bandham mokshancha. Bondage and liberation. Bandham, bondage. Moksha, liberation. Shankaracharya says here also, Buddha bandha hetuhu and moksha hetuhu. The source of bondage and the source of moksha. What binds me and what liberates me? Bandha hetuhu is what? Anatma, karma, they are all bandha hetuhu. Ajnanam, avidya, kama, karma, karma palam, all of them. And what is moksha hetuhu? Vidya, akama, nishkama, all opposites. This also the person clearly knows. Only then one can dedicate their whole life for knowledge. Otherwise he'll be straying. Unless I have total conviction that atma alone is security and jnanam alone will give me security, that security, it is impossible to dedicate the whole life. Especially in the case of a sannyasi, if he has to give up everything that is worldly, that is prized, that is respected, that is possessed, for the sake of something which is vague, namely atma, jnanam, self-knowledge, they are all vague terms. Is it possible at all to do that? For that, buddhi must be so definite and sure that I am not going to miss any of these things at all. And so such an intellect which has a very clear vision, that is called a sattvic intellect. Clubbing all together, we can generally say nitya nitya vastu vivekaha or sadhana chaturtaya sampannaha. Such a buddhi is called a sattviki buddhi. Here, the intellect is a jnani's intellect. So he, no, because it is only a sadhaka's buddhi, because this he is not a jnani yet, he is still only a sadhaka, but he knows clearly moksha is my goal, jnanam is necessary for me. He knows that much. He is not a jnani yet. So going after moksha, because he is still a sadhaka, we should understand that. So going after moksha and jnanam, and it is not yet wise, he is not yet wise, or he is not enlightened yet. So the satviki buddhi is not a jnani's intellect. A jnani's intellect will be satviki, but all satvik intellects, that need not be jnani's intellect. So we have to understand that clearly. A jnani's intellect will be satviki, but all satviki's intellect will not be jnani's intellect. Whereas when we talked about satvik jnanam, did we talk about jnani or a sadhaka? Satvik jnanam. Do we remember the definition of satvik jnanam, which was read earlier? Sarva bhuteshu yenaikam bhavam avyayam ikshate avibhaktam vibhakteshu tajnanam viddhi satvikam. We saw earlier. Is he a jnani or a sadhaka? He is a jnani. Therefore, when jnanam was talked about, the sattvic one was a jnani. When buddhi is talked about, he is not a jnani, he is only an adhikari, a sadhana, chatushtaya, sampannaka, who is still a sadhaka. Shloka 31. Yaya dharmam adharmam cha karyam cha karyam eva cha ayatavat prajanati buddhissa partha rajasi. Here the rajasic buddhi is being defined. And what is rajasic buddhi now? Krishna says that buddhi which has a vague, confused knowledge. That is called rajasic buddhi. Half-baked is, you know. So it is that buddhi may know lot of things, but all of them will be incomplete. Okay. And when the knowledge is incomplete, it always creates doubts. Because in total knowledge alone, all doubts will not come. In total ignorance also, doubts will not come. Total knowledge also, no doubt will come. In total ignorance also, no doubt will come. That's why they say ignorance is bliss. Knowledge also is bliss. Now that is, sushupti is also bliss. Jnani also is bliss. Then where is the problem? Half-baked, half-knowledge is a problem. Because it always has doubts. Never believes in anything. So Krishna says, ayatavat prajanati. The rajasic intellect knows things improperly. Yatavat. Yatavat means properly. So ayatavat, improperly. Or wrongly or doubtfully. And so vagueness, doubts, they are all there. We can say, you know, samshaya buddhi. A buddhi with lot of doubts. Doubts regarding what are the things? Krishna enumerates them here. Dharmancha, adharmancha. Regarding what is dharma and what is the adharma, he has doubts. We have said earlier, dharma is shastra vihitam and adharma is shastra nishiddham. And karyancha karyamevacha, karyam, what is to be done, and akaryam, what is not to be done. But here it seems to be actually repetition, because dharma means what is to be done also, and karyam also is what is to be done. Similarly, adharmam is what is not to be done, and so is akaryam. Therefore, dharma, dharma, and karya, karya seem to be one and the same. But since both of them are mentioned here, we can make a subtle difference between both of them in two ways. One, we can say that dharma, dharma is in the case of shastriya vishayas, purely from religious angle. And karya, karyam is in the case of worldly angle, relative or laukika vishayas. That is one difference one can make. And second is, according to one commentator, so dharma, dharma refers to action with adrishta palam. That is punya, papa, etc. They are all unseen benefits. Whereas karya, karya refers to action with visible results, drishta palam. So in both fields, one should know the do's and the don'ts. But here, ayatavat prajanati, he knows, but incompletely or improperly he knows, because we are talking about whom? A rajasic buddhi. Because in the previous shloka, karya karyam was mentioned, dharma dharmam was not mentioned. So there, karya karyam itself, we had to include dharma dharmam also in the previous shloka. But here, since they are separately mentioned here, we can take the meaning also separately. Sa buddhihi rajasi. ஓ பார்த்தா தட் புத்தி இஸ் கால் ஏ ராஜசிக் புத்தி. தென் வாட் இஸ் தாமசிக் புத்தி? தட் இஸ் கிவன் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா, ஸ்லோகா 32, வி வில் ரீட். அதர்மம் தர்மமிதியா மன்யதே தமசாவிருதாம் சர்வார்த்தான் விபரீதாம்ச்ச புத்திசா பார்த்த ராஜசீம். தாமசிக் புத்தி இஸ் பீயிங் டிஃபைன்ட் ஹியர். அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் தட்? தமசா ஆவிருதா. தாமசிக் புத்தி இஸ் என்வலப்ட் பை தமஸ். ஆவிருத்தம் ஞானமே தேன ஞானினோ நித்திய வைரினா காமரூபேண கௌந்தேய துஷ்பூரேன அனலேன ச. 13th chapter we already saw. Wisdom is enveloped by kama, desire, which is unappeasable like fire. You cannot quench desire at all. The more you give, more it will desire. தூமேன ஆவ்ரியதே வன்னிஹி யதா ஆதர்ஷோ மலேன ச யதா உல்பேன ஆவ்ருதம். We saw that also, 3rd chapter. As fire is enveloped by smoke, as mirror is enveloped by dust, and an embryo by the amniotic, so all amniotic fluid, all those things. So in the 3rd chapter it was kamena avritam, here tamasa avritam by tamoguna. And so what happens? The thinking power, that is completely gone. And so sarva arthan viparitan vetti, he understands everything viparitam, means wrongly, oppositely. So in the previous shloka it was vague, it was confused, but here this person has no vagueness or doubts at all. He says this is the one, very assertive in what? In the wrong understanding. And therefore adharmam dharmam iti manyate, that buddhi which considers adharma as dharma and dharma as adharma, and that buddhi which considers, so as we have to extend this to all others also, it has to be extended to everything also. So karyam as akaryam and akaryam as karyam, bandha as moksha, moksha as bandha. So all these he understands wrongly in the opposite way. And indirectly Krishna is sitting at Arjuna, because what was Arjuna's problem? He argued vehemently with Krishna. Papameva ashrayedu asman hatvaitan atatayinaha. That's what he said. Atatayi means they are all greatest sinners, the Duryodhanas. And according to Dharma Shastra, Duryodhanas are such great sinners that they must be killed. But according to Dharma Shastra, atatayinam ayantam hanyan, shoot at sight. If you see such a big sinner, shoot them at sight. Not even enquiry. That's what Shastra says. And Arjuna tells Duryodhanas are all atatayis. And also tells, by killing these atatayis, papamevam ashrayed asman, I will get only papam by killing all these. This is dharma to do it. What is the status of buddhi for Arjuna now? Tamasik or rajasik or sattvik? Arjuna was completely overpowered by tamoguna. Because of what? Because of delusion, moha. In this case, he wrongly takes dharma to be adharma. Similarly, in another instance, he takes, you know, baikshyam api, even begging. For a kshatriya, for a grahastha, baikshyam, begging is not allowed. Bhiksha is only for brahmacharis and sannyasis. And Arjuna argued that his life would be better by living on alms, on bhiksha. So here, what do we see really? In adharma, Arjuna sa dharma. Therefore, Krishna is indirectly showing to Arjuna, adharmam dharmamiti tamasa avrita sati ya buddhihi manyate sarvan arthan. So that's what Krishna indicates to him. So arthan, arthan means all these ideas, all talkings, everything. So viparitancha, viparitancha. So buddhihi sa partha rajasi. And this is called viparyaya jnana. So nishchaya jnanam is sattvic, samshaya jnanam is rajasic, and viparyaya jnanam is tamasic. For example, when I see a rope and clearly say it is a rope only, it is nishchaya jnanam. Suppose, is it rope or snake? I have a doubt. That is called samshaya jnanam. And what is viparyaya jnanam? It is snake only. He is also very firm, but wrongly. That is viparyaya jnanam. Of these three, which is worst? We may have doubts. Often we say samshaya jnana samshayatma vinashyati, problems etc. So we have, Krishna himself has told samshayatma vinashyati, But even the samshaya that creates lot of problems worse than samshaya is viparyayaha. Wrong understanding. Tamasic is worse. Because in the case of tamasic person, there is no chance for correction at all. But he is so sure that he is right. He will never go for clarification at all. And so he will be permanently an ajnani. Avidyayam antare vartamanaha swayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha janganyamanaha pariyanti mudaha ande naivam niyamana yatandaha. Katopanishad, again we saw all this. Since they think their knowledge is correct and sure, they will never come to know from someone. They will never have the ability or the motivation to learn from someone. Whereas in the case of samshaya jnanam, I am doubtful, all right, but I may still make inquiry because inquiry is possible in samshaya jnanam. In nischaya jnanam, no inquiry is necessary. In viparyaya jnanam, no inquiry is possible. In samshaya jnanam, only inquiry is possible in samshaya jnanam. And therefore, whenever we see one having viparyaya jnanam, we have to try to convert it to first samshaya jnanam. First, Vedanta students will come with viparyaya jnanam only. When they come to Vedanta class, they will come only viparyaya jnanam. What is that? I am the body alone. Then after a few years, what has now come? The doubt has come. Am I body only, or is there something else called Atma? That doubt will come next. Previously, there was no doubt at all. Now he has got a doubt. And the student pursues further, then manana nididhyasanaihi, we should get nischaya jnanam. Therefore, progress is from viparyaya jnanam to samshaya jnanam to nischaya jnanam. Tamasik to rajasik to sattvik. Shloka 33. Dhritya yayadharayate mana pranendriya kriyaha yogena avyabhicharinya dhritisa partha sattviki. So with the previous shloka, three types of buddhi are discussed. Indirectly, Krishna told Arjuna what is karyam and what is akaryam in that context. Yuddham, karyam va, akaryam va. Either you will have viparyaya jnanam or samshaya jnanam. You should not have viparyaya jnanam, which is war should not be fought. That is viparyaya jnanam. You should not have that. The war has to be fought. Should I fight or not? That is samshaya jnanam. I should fight is sattvika jnanam. So Arjuna, decide which category you belong to. Now Krishna comes to three types of dhriti. This is the fifth of the seven topics. This shloka talks about sattvika dhriti, fortitude or the willpower to continue any particular discipline or any cause. Krishna says, mana pranendriya kriyaha dharayate. One holds to continues to follow, holds on to what? Mana pranendriya kriyaha, the activities of the mind, the prana and the indriyas. And when we say indriyas, all the five sense organs, pancha jnanendriyani and the five organs of action, pancha karmendriyani and pancha pranaha and the antakarna, mind. So in short, all the 17 parts of sukshma shariram. We already know five jnanendriyas, five sense organs, five karmendriyas, five organs of action, pancha pranadayaha, that is all the five pranas, you know, prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana, responsible for five different physiological functions, and manas and buddhi. All the 17 are called sukshma sharira. Here, what is the sadhana? Shreyo margaha here, because dhriti is continuing in any particular thing. That is called dhriti. In the Gita context, what is the particular path? Shreyo marga only. Preyo marga, we already said pravritti marga, nivritti marga. Preyo marga is pravritti marga. Nivritti marga is shreyo marga. He talked about vak tapas, manasam tapas, deha tapas, all that Krishna talked about. Following are those disciplines. How? Without any break. A person keep on following those disciplines, vak tapas, all that thing, manasam tapas. Dhritya dharayate. They are held on with the willpower. And what type of willpower? Avyabhicharinya, which never wavers, which never weakens, which never falters. So many difficulties, setbacks might come. So many disadvantages might come. Whatever happens, avyabhicharinya dharayate. అండ్ యోగేన ధారయతే యోగ, యోగా మీన్స్ హియర్ వాట్, లిటరలీ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్, వన్ పాయింట్ అటెన్షన్. హియర్ వీ కెన్ టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ ద మెంటల్ డిసిప్లిన్. యోగ, యోగా మీన్స్ చిత్త సమాధానం. సో విత్ మెంటల్ డిసిప్లిన్ విత్ ద హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ అన్స్వర్వింగ్ విల్ పవర్ వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ కంటిన్యూస్ హిస్ స్పిరిచువల్ డిసిప్లిన్ ఆర్ సాధన దట్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సా సాత్వికీ ధృతి. రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ వేకింగ్ అప్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ దట్ ఆల్సో రిక్వైర్స్ యువర్ విల్ పవర్ యాక్చువల్లీ టు వేక్ అప్. ఐ డిసైడెడ్ నాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఎ లై, దట్ ఆల్సో రిక్వైర్స్ విల్ పవర్. దెర్ బి అన్ అబ్స్టకల్, యు నో ఇట్ ఈస్ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అ టెస్ట్ ఫర్ అవర్ విల్ పవర్. అండ్ పురాణాస్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. భగీరథ ప్రయత్నం, వెన్ ఆల్ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ కమ్, భగీరథ బ్రాట్ గ్యాంజెస్ టు ఎర్త్ ఈవెన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆల్ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ కేమ్. అగైన్ సముద్ర మథనం, హరిశ్చంద్ర, దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ స్టోరీస్ వి గాట్. ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఆల్ గ్రేట్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ టెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ పురాణాస్. సో మెనీ టెస్ట్ విల్ కమ్, ఎ పర్సన్ విల్ హ్యావ్ టు గో త్రూ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ విల్ పవర్. అండ్ ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ గురుకుల వాసం, ద టీచర్స్ దెమ్సెల్ఫ్ దే టెస్టెడ్ అండ్ రిజెక్టెడ్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్ త్రూ ఫుడ్, ఉపవాస. ఆన్ ఏకాదశి డే ఓన్లీ యు నో వీ విల్ ఈట్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ రైస్. ఇన్ గురుకుల వాస 1 year విల్ బీ ఫార్ తపస్ అండ్ డిసిప్లిన్ దే స్పెండ్. టీచింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ లేటర్. ఫస్ట్ ద టీచర్ విల్ టెస్ట్ ద స్టూడెంట్, సో హౌ పర్సివరెంట్ హీ విల్ బీ. అండ్ ఇఫ్ దోస్ పీపుల్ డోంట్ సర్వైవ్ ఈ ఫిజికల్ డిసిప్లిన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్, వేర్ ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ డిసిప్లిన్? సో ద టీచర్ విల్ కన్క్లూడ్ దిస్ గై హీస్ అ జ్ఞాన శూన్యం అండ్ లెట్ హిమ్ గో. సో దే విల్ రిజెక్ట్. సో ధృతి, దట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దిస్ ఈస్ సాత్విక్ ధృతి. నౌ కమ్స్ దిస్ రాజసిక్ ధృతి, శ్లోక 34. యయా తు ధర్మ కామార్థాన్ ధృత్యాధారయతే అర్జున ప్రసంగేన ఫలాకాంక్షి ధృతి సా పార్థ రాజసీ. సో వాట్ ఈస్ రాజసిక్ ధృతి? హియర్ ఆల్సో ఎ పర్సన్ కంటిన్యూస్ ఇన్ మన ప్రాణేంద్రియ క్రియ. సో బట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ స్పిరిచువల్ డిసిప్లిన్, ఇట్స్ అ మెటీరియల్ పర్స్యూట్ ఓన్లీ. ఫార్ వర్ల్డ్లీ రిజల్ట్స్ హీ ఫాలోస్ ద డిసిప్లిన్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ది సక్సెస్ స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ మెనీ ఇండస్ట్రియలిస్ట్ ఆల్ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ రియల్లీ సీ ఇస్ అ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ డిసిప్లిన్. ఓకే, వీ స్టార్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద రోడ్ సైడ్ ఎక్సెట్రా, గ్రాడ్యువలీ బిజినెస్ పిక్డ్ అప్, నౌ ఐ హావ్ బికమ్ అ మల్టీమిలియనర్ విత్ సో మెనీ బ్రాంచెస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ డెఫినెట్లీ త్రూ వాట్? త్రూ విల్ పవర్. బికాస్ వేర్ హార్డ్ వర్క్ ఈస్ దేర్, విల్ పవర్ హ్యాస్ టు బి దేర్ ఇన్ ప్రోగ్రెస్. అండ్ సో దే ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ ధృతి. బట్ ద ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ వాట్? నాట్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ ప్లేన్ బట్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ ప్లేన్ దే హ్యావ్. అండ్ సో కృష్ణ సేస్ దట్ విల్ పవర్ బై విచ్ వన్ పర్స్యూస్ ధర్మ అర్థ కామాన్ ధారయతే. దట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ ది ధర్మ అండ్ అర్థ. అర్థ అండ్ కామ, హీ హ్యాస్ టు బి యాక్టివ్ యు నో డే ఇన్ అండ్ డే అవుట్ ఎర్న్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు యాక్ట్ ఆల్ దట్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు డూ ఎవ్రీ డే. ధర్మ పర్స్యూడ్ ఈస్ ది కంటిన్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ కామ్యకర్మాస్ ఆఫ్టర్ డూయింగ్ సో మెనీ. సో ఫార్ ధర్మ హీ కంటిన్యూస్ కామ్యకర్మాస్ అండ్ ఫార్ అర్థ కామ హీ కంటిన్యూస్ సేమ్ కామ్యకర్మ బట్ వర్ల్డ్లీ యాక్టివిటీస్. సో ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ ఫర్ వాట్? ఇన్ అర్థ కామ దర్ ఆర్ టూ మెథడ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. వన్ ఈస్ ద రిచువలిస్టిక్ మెథడ్ ఫార్ మనీ, యు నో హీ కెన్ డూ ఫార్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ, హీ డస్ ఆల్ ది ఆవహంతి హోమ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్ ఫార్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ. And to for the worldly method, doing various actions and earning money for so many ways. So for dharma, but there is only one method. For artha and kama, you can have these two methods. But for dharma, there is only one method. That is the ritualistic method, shastra vihitam, what is allowed by the shastras. And all the three he pursues. And how does he pursue them? Prasangena, with strong attachment. Because he also wakes up very early. Someone is coming. Some meeting or other is there. Sometime upavasam also he has to go through. Eight hours of important meetings. Not Shivaratri upavasam, but because of business. So everything a spiritual seeker does, he also does. Lot of patience he has. Controls anger. Otherwise business will go away. All these disciplines he follows. But prasangena, all with the aim of success in business. Here prasanga means normally, it is the context here, it is prakarshena sangaha. Pra means strong, sangha is attachment, and prasanga means strong attachment. And pala akankshi, desirous of the palam, because of attachment to what? Either to dharma or artha or kama or all of them. And because of that, he continues his discipline. And that is called rajasic dhriti. And if you read the life of many rakshasas, they all did tremendous tapas for getting various powers. Any japa, etc., done for siddhi are all for what? They are all because of dhriti only. But what dhriti? It is a rajasic dhriti because they do that particular mantra japa to get that particular siddhi. Ravana, etc., they had them. So they can appear, they can disappear, they can do so many things. They can change size. All of them were having rajasic dhriti. We have to learn from them as far as dhriti is concerned, but not the purpose for which that dhriti was got. Then we go to tamasic dhriti, sloka 35. We'll stop with this sloka. Yaya swapnam bayam shokam vishadam madamevacham navimunchati durmedaha dhritissa partha tamasi. This is tamasic willpower. Krishna is very angry with those people. He says, durmedaha, these unintelligent, indiscriminate people, because of their tamasic dhriti, what do? Na vimunchati, they do not give up. They also hold on to what? Swapnam, not dream here. Here sleeping, always lying down, does not want to do anything. Neither the pursuit of dharma, artha or kama, nor definitely moksha. He is very lazy. And whatever work you give him, he will come, you know, how to manage to postpone that. That is all he is interested. Give it to somebody else. He will have that intelligence to find out how not to do that job. Then bhayam, fear. If you tell him to start something, he will say, oh, if I fail, what will happen? If I lose. And they will also quote the examples. I have tried it before, but I failed. So some justification or other they will give to continue their fear. Then shokam, sorrow. Then vishadam, dejection, disappointment. So both are same only. Shoka is particularized sorrow and vishada is general dejection or disappointment, negative. Then madam, arrogance, haughtiness. The idea is what? All negative things they don't give up due to some reason or the other. So, O Partha, sa tamasi dhritihi. Such a negative willpower is called tamasic. And when there are such tamasic people, the first step is what? Convert their tamasic willpower to rajasic willpower. We should not talk about, you know, renunciation, nishkama, siddhi and all that thing to the people. First, attract them to artha and kama. Let them seek sense indulgence, worldly pleasures, nothing wrong. And ask them to get name and fame also. Be somebody in the world, achieve success, establish your name, contribute something to society. So we have to whip them up and make them active. Once they got the name, fame, money, success and all those things, then you tell na karmana, na prajaya, dhanena, all that thing you tell him at that time. This is the method of the Shastras. So more we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya yaparasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanam. Narayana.